Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 32 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we've been having a decent week so far, and we are gearing up for the up-and-coming bank holiday, which I didn't even realise it was a bank holiday until my wife said it the other day. But yeah, nevertheless, I hope we're getting off to a good start for the month of May as well. It's crazy that we're into the fifth month of the year already. And yeah, we're continuing to build momentum. So in this morning's show, I am going to talk about the importance of winning your morning. This is something that is really important to me personally, and something that is hugely important to a lot of the guys that I work with inside the Unbreakable Dad program. And it's something that anyone that I start working with, we look to implement these structures into their day to be able to help them set up their day in a much more positive way, and essentially, like I said, win their day before it's even got started, which is why the mornings are so important. Vaughan, hope you're good, mate. Good to see you on here. So as always, if you are in, please do just drop in a quick comment, drop in a like on the video. It does help just spread the word and get the engagement up and get more people viewing this if you're listening back on replay. Again, as always, please do let me know if you found this helpful. So let's look at how we can win your mornings, because for me, this time of the day, it's 6:30 right now. It's the most important part of the day. This is something that I've done for many years now, and for me, the actions and decisions that you make at this time in the morning, first thing in the morning, will often dictate your actions and how the rest of your day actually goes, which is why it's so important to look at what's going on and take control of the actions that are happening. James, good morning, mate. Hope you're good. Because the reality is, if you start your morning and your morning is chaos, then there's a very high chance that the rest of your day is going to be chaos. And this is why, you know, it's so important to be able to raise awareness of this, as always, and put some action steps in place in order to be able to change this. And this is what I'm now going to go through. Martin, good morning, mate. Is I'm going to go through four simple things, simple strategies that you can implement into your morning to help you set your day up better, help you improve your mornings right now, and essentially help you win the day before it's even started, because that is a great place to be and a great mindset to come into, especially if you're someone that is struggling to build any sort of consistency right now and feel like things are very chaotic and you don't have much control over your time and energy heading into each day. And these four things are things that anyone can implement no matter how busy you are in the morning, because of course we've all got different responsibilities, different things that we're doing and we need to commit to. But it doesn't matter how busy you are, these four things you can implement. And that is why I wanted to share this with you this morning. It's something that I do, something that I get the guys inside the program to do. And these four things alone will monumentally change the way that you start your day. And yeah, the way that you set yourself up for the challenges, the things that are going to be thrown at you as you go into each day. So the first one, really, really simple one, is before you dive into anything you've got going in for the day, before you start making your tea or coffee in the morning, is simply to get a glass of water down your neck. So drinking some sort of water first thing in the morning, kicking off the hydration process. I cannot tell you the difference this will make, because I've spoken about the importance of hydration before across the course of the day, but doing this first thing in the morning, it's going to make a huge difference to how you feel, the energy you have. And yeah, it's just a such a simple thing, and often it's massively overlooked with this. So before you dive into your tea, coffee, whatever it is that you have, before you have anything else, think about kicking off the hydration process and getting a glass of water down your neck. And if you're listening to this and if you already do any of these, please do let me know in the comments. Or if you're not, then again, this is just something that you can then take a responsibility for and hold yourself accountable and go, right, this is now something that I'm going to do. And you could do literally right now with the time that we're at. So that's the first one. Drink a pint of water. Well, it doesn't have to be a pint. It could just be a glass of water. Kick off the hydration process as soon as you are up. Number two is some sort of movement. Commit to some sort of movement. This doesn't have to be a huge, exercise, a run, exercise session or a run, going to the gym. It can literally just be something as simple as a walk. It could be some bodyweight reps. You're always going to feel better after doing some sort of movement or some sort of exercise, and doing it first thing in the morning where you can is going to be much more likely to actually be able to be consistent with this for one, but it's also going to set you up and set you off on a good step for the rest of the day. And that is why I prioritize my morning movement and exercise first thing in the morning, because it sets me up. And you are much, much more likely to have the willpower and motivation and drive to actually do it first thing in the morning than you would later on in the day. Now, of course, we've all got different schedules and responsibilities first thing in the morning. So how much you're able to do in the morning may differ depending on what you've got to do. But what I'm saying here is it doesn't have to be anything major. It can literally be a 10-minute thing. It could be just hitting 50 squats. It could be, like I say, a short walk. Something to just get you moving and get you feeling good heading into the day. So some sort of movement in the morning is going to be essential for you. Number three is nourish your mind. And this is a big one, because it's so easy to just, as soon as we wake up, dive straight into social media, dive into work emails, dive into what's going on in the world. And, literally as soon as you open your eyes, you're constantly looking at reacting to things. And what you're doing with that when it comes to scrolling on social media or diving straight into work emails is you're opening yourself up to potential negativity or things that are going to trigger you. And that is before you even started your day. So before you head into the day, you have to protect yourself from the things that are potentially going to trigger you. You have to nourish your mind to be able to be in a better place mentally, to be able to then deal with what is potentially going to be thrown your way for that day. So this is why I call it nourishing the mind. It's about looking at how we can create this positive energy, this positive impact on what it is that we're consuming. So whether that is a podcast, whether that is an audiobook, whether it is a motivational video, anything. You could even use these live shows. Anything that is going to have an impact on the way that you're thinking and the way that you are showing up for the day. And this is why being aware of this is so important. And it could be on your commute to work, instead of listening to whatever's on the radio, it could be, like I say, you put on a podcast, you put on something that is going to be helpful for you. It doesn't have to be anything that is hugely, information heavy. It could just be something that is going to make you think differently. It's going to make you feel better about what it is that you're doing. It doesn't have to be anything major. Again, it's just something different to what we're doing. Pete, Ian, how are you, mate? How are you, boys? Hope you're all good. So that's the third one, nourish your mind. And then the fourth one, this is, again, really, really simple one. I mean, all these are simple and they don't take a huge amount of time. But this fourth one, again, if you're someone that really struggles when it comes to, getting triggered with things that are thrown at you on a daily basis, this is a real simple one that you can implement. Number four is practice gratitude. Now, this might sound a bit like far-fetched for some of you, but it doesn't have to be something huge that takes a huge amount of time, or you have to even really think about too much. But something that I do after I've done some sort of daily movement is, while I'm on the way back from the gym or while I'm on the way back from finishing my run, I won't go on my phone. I won't listen to any music. I won't listen to anything on, as a podcast. I would literally just spend 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just thinking about the things that I'm grateful for in life. Really, really simple stuff. And what this does is it takes you away from the self-pity pit, feeling sorry for yourself, and it makes you actually appreciate the simple things in life, the things that you already have. Because again, life can be hard sometimes. Life will throw things at you which will challenge you, and it's very easy to think sometimes, like, why is this happening to me? Why is the world kind of crumbling in? And when you can shift your perspective and you can start to look at the things that you already have that you appreciate, and it doesn't have to be anything major here again, it could just be the really simple things that you already have in your life. Just being grateful for that, just taking a minute to actually go, do you know what, I am lucky. I've got these things in my life, I'm happy with this. What do you appreciate? And being able to just give yourself, I'd say, 2 minutes to think about this, it's just going to have a big shift in how you actually feel going into the day. And move you away from potentially slipping into that negative state of mind, which is then going to dictate your decisions and actions moving into the day. So number four, I think, you know, all four of these we can implement no matter how busy we are, but that fourth one, it's not going to take a huge amount of time, but it's going to have a massive impact on your mindset going into each and every day. So I'd love to know in the comments, which of these are you currently implementing and doing? Which of these do you want to start implementing into your morning routine? We've got the hydration, number one. We've got some sort of movement in the morning, number two. Number three, nourishing the mind. So that's a podcast, that's an audiobook, that's a motivational video, whatever it is. And then number four, practicing gratitude. If you implement these four things into your morning, I guarantee it will drastically change how your mornings are right now and how you then lead into each and every day. Because like I said, the actions and decisions you make at this time in the morning, first thing in the morning, will dictate how your day goes. So being able to win your morning, being able to essentially win the day before it's even started and taking control of these things going into each day is going to serve you so much better. You're going to be in a much better position to deal with the demands and stresses that's thrown at us every single day. It's about protecting yourself. It's about arming yourself with what is ahead of you. And these four things will definitely help you do it. So I'd love to know which of these, you're currently doing, you're going to implement. And these are just four simple things that I use, and we get a lot of the lads inside the Unbreakable Dad program to use as well. So appreciate you guys showing up as always. Hopefully this was helpful. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Have a fantastic bank holiday weekend, and I will speak to you all very soon.